Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
So I'm wondering if I framed this correctly, because I was kind of like put on the spot with how to tease Meg-splaining. And whenever something involves poop, like, I think you just have to be upfront about it and say that this is going to be in the story. But what we're talking about is really a story of inspiration and someone who's kind of like a motivational speaker of our time. Don't laugh.
A hero.
This is real. I mean, some people may call him hero. Have you heard of this guy, Davis Clark? He's blowing up on Instagram.
Yeah, my
and not
no.
just because how he blew up in his running tights. So Davis Clark, GQ just wrote a whole profile on this guy because he has over 650,000 followers on Instagram. He's a normal 20-something.
Time out. He now has 650 followers?
No. This is before the marathon Monday.
And then he suspiciously pooped his pants?
Well, oh, okay. If this is performative pooping, I'm very interested
okay.
in getting there.
Well, I don't know where we're going, but
okay. Well, let me tell you about him. So Davis Clark, he's like a normal 20-something guy who works in finance in Boston, and he started rapidly accruing this following on Instagram because he does these motivational, really quick motivational selfie videos, and people start getting really into them.
Like
to
he's the
point.
Rock?
To the point that, like, Julian Edelman, he says this thing locked in, and Julian Edelman will comment on it and be like, yeah, locked in, bro. So, like, here's an example of one of the videos that he posts.
I hate this.
Here's cut one.
We are absolutely on it, ready to rip on this beautiful Monday morning. Let's have a day, people.
Okay, so he, like, does little things like that. He's walking around
he
the financial district.
Yeah, 650,000 followers
doing
that.
Is this a joke?
No, this is not a joke.
He's, like,
this
being dead
real.
Serious. This is what he does.
It's real.
The Be a Man guy does more than
that. He's not, like, mocking finance
bros.
Here's
the thing is sometimes he, like, lets you behind the curtain a little bit. Even on motivational, like, when he's trying to be motivational and he's speaking, he lets you know he doesn't always succeed the first time. So can we get cut to? This is a video from like 2 weeks ago.
I failed that CFA level 3 exam because I came up short. I want to say sorry to everyone because I just couldn't get it done. Sometimes in life you lose, so it's on to the next. Time to lock back in.
Okay, can I just say something?
So lock back in. That's his thing. Like lock
sounds
in,
like Gronk.
Lock
that's
back
what I was just going to say.
Thought he
does
did
he
right
sound
there,
like Gronk?
He looks nothing like
okay,
Gronk.
Okay, but does he sound like Gronk?
Like
let me hear it again.
In that video, he did.
I think the first one, too. I didn't say it in the first one, but
we are
yes,
absolutely on it. Ready to rip on this beautiful Monday morning. Let's have a day, people.
I mean, he speaks English much more successfully than Gronk. But
he speaks like a Gronk. Maybe not the Gronk, but like one of the Gronks.
Yeah, like, right, like Gordy.
Yeah.
Maybe not like Rob, but like, yeah, like Gordy, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if he has some connection to the Gronk family, but his name is Davis Clark. And he's now also like, what's it called, when you get a little blue check mark? Verified on Instagram because he has so many followers.
You're verified on Instagram.
I am. Yeah. So Davis Clark decided this is how he came across my timeline, which I don't know what this says about me, but he decided
like
to run
a lot of finance bros.
He
sometimes
ran the marathon.
Lose, so it's on to the next time to lock back in.
He ran the marathon on Monday, which I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was the hottest marathon on record since 2017.
It was not. It was nice.
The year that
it's
I ran.
Fine.
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah, everybody crying about how hot it was.
It was in the
summer. It was very pleasant.
It's like a nice day. Yeah, seriously. It's a good day to run.
Okay, so we checked in at the finish line, like right after he finished, and he gave a motivational video in which he panned down his entire body. And here's what he said.
Gave it out to you, everything I have for the people. 256. I shit my pants like crazy. I'm going after it all day, every day for the people. 2 hours, 56 minutes, man, people.
I crap my pants for you, people. Let's lock in. I did it for you.
Can we hear it again?
I gave it out to you, everything I have for the people. 256. I shit my pants like crazy. I'm going after it all day, every day for the people. 2 hours, 56 minutes, man, people.
So he ran it in under 3 hours, which is a
very fast
time. But he pans down his legs. He's got like little short running shorts on. His legs are covered in blood and his own feces.
Yeah, it was bloody poo. Yeah.
You saw this video?
Well, it was bloody poo or was he bleeding from something else? People's nipples will bleed if they're not like wearing something.
Yeah, I had assumed that he was bleeding from chafing.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That his shorts or something. Because here's the thing.
You're not supposed to run in those short shorts. That's what I was going to ask.
The other thing is, well, you can run in the short shorts, but what you have to do that nobody
underneath.
Really talks about is you buy something called Body Glide And anywhere that clothing touches your body.
Yeah, we know about body.
You put Body Glide all over. Uh-huh. And you have to also put it between anything that might cause friction in your body.
Yeah, crevices.
Things that are extending outward and slapping around.
That too.
Saying it lubricates.
Yeah, because if it just is like slap, 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 then that's going to chafe. And it's I've heard that's very sensitive and that can hurt a lot.
Interesting. There's got to be, we must be talking about other people if it's running around going slap, 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 but whatever. Not the point. So I think I think I did an about face on this guy. I think all of a sudden I like him talking about booming him. He won me over with that simple line right there.
I don't know how I feel about
crapping my pants for the people.
I don't know how I feel about him posing it as like, I did this for you because I motivate you. My whole thing is about motivating everyone. I had to run the marathon in under 3 hours. And for that reason, he says he bleeped his pants like crazy, which is also like not a normal thing to do during the marathon. We need to stop normalizing pooping on people's front lawns and pooping your pants during the marathon.
Mega, what happens every year? It is a normal thing.
It's not a normal thing. It's not normal.
Stuck up.
It is not normal. Like,
how's the weather up there on your
part
high horse?
Of marathon training is getting your nutrition and your hydration together.
And then expelling it.
That doesn't happen to you on race day.
People are like airplanes. It's just they just open up the hatch. It just goes wherever it goes.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
There's porta potties all along. Like every mile, there's a porta potty.
Say that again.
Porta potty.
Yeah, that's not what
you said. Porter potty twice.
Two times you said that.
Okay, whatever. It's not a normal thing.
Regional accents all over the place.
Like, you need to run in there, take care of business, run back out. It might add, like, if it's that desperate of a situation, it's going to add, like, 15 seconds to your time.
Yeah, well, Davis Clark isn't going
to
risk that.
Yeah, he's trying to break 3 hours.
He's doing it. He's locked in.
He broke 3 hours because he did it for the people.
I need this from the real journalist at GQ who wrote a whole profile on Davis Clark a couple weeks ago.
We are absolutely on it, ready to rip on this beautiful Monday morning.
Ready to rip.
He was ready to rip. You need
rip
to
ass.
Follow up because... Also, I didn't think that you were allowed to show that on Instagram.
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe if you're
am I being a narc right now?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Maybe if you got a blue check mark.
Can we also go back to Jones's initial theory that this was a performative fake pooping?
Yeah.
That this was crisis actor pooping?
You think he like put some like piece
I'm just
of
saying,
chocolate
you don't get
in
650,000 Instagram followers just running the marathon. You do if you poop yourself. So
well,
I'm saying
he had it from before.
I'm
saying he has the social media instincts to do those sort of instincts to do those sorts of things.
Yeah,
you don't amass that type of following unless you have outside the box ideas.
So gross out, think,
like,
gross
hey,
out
I'm running the marathon. If I poop myself, I'll get a lot of attention for this. It's true. Well, am I wrong?
Oh, you're not. I mean, I had this theory 10 minutes ago. Yeah,
he's stuffing like ketchup packets and chocolate in his little shorts.
No,
and they're exploding as he's slapping
he's
down
just,
the trail.
Maybe he's just actually doing it on purpose.
You think that he just fueled his body to poop down the marathon course?
Yeah, maybe.
It's not worth it.
I think there was a fake poop apparatus.
Well, we're talking about it.
He's pooping.
Like a Whizinator?
Yes, exactly. A
so
poopinator.
You're saying he was pooping for clout?
Yes.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. That's what I've been saying. Yeah.
Pooping for clout.
I gotta tell you,
I think there's something to that. Yeah.
Even if he is, the guy won me over with that. I didn't think I liked him until I heard that one video, but you know what? He won me over. What's in the profile? What did they even talk about in GQ? Like, what's even in there? They're like, he's a finance bro from Boston who makes boring Instagram videos.
I want to say sorry to everyone because I just couldn't get it done.
Like, that's it? That's all
it is? The profile is how Davis Clark became the most locked-in man on the internet.
So what's the answer? He just makes videos and
people love his motivational
sometimes
videos.
Sometimes in life you lose, so it's on to the next. Time to lock back in.
I think if they don't go with a quarterback, if the
that
Drake
sounds
May
like
or Cal Williams is...
No, I mean, again, he's mastered the English language.
He's from Winchester.
Oh. Okay.
Apparently, Boston.com also wrote about him. So he's like a really big influencer these days.
That's true.
And I'm just worried that people are going to be like, oh, okay, I'm going to run a marathon. It's totally normal that my pants are going to explode with poop everywhere.
It's going to be like the new trend, like Davis Clarking.
Yes.
Everybody's just running and pooping at the same time.
Yes. People are going to be doing it at like 5Ks. It's going to be ridiculous.
Hashtag Davis Clarking.
It's an unfun run now.
Gave it out to you, everything I have for the people. 256, I shit my pants like crazy. I'm going after it all day, every day for the people. 256 million people.
You're just like running like a 5K.
You know, butt wrapped in there, Boston.
2 hours, 56 minute man appeal.
I mean, that's true. That was very Gronk-esque.
Doing like a fun run. All of a sudden, there's like 10 like 20-year-olds in front of you. Like, hey, let's Davis Clark this one, you guys.
Oh, no.
You know, all over your shoes.
They're like, who's running in front of us? Is that Davis Clark? Oh, no. Oh, no.
And he's like, I'm doing it for the people. I'm doing it for the people.
I got something locked into the soles of my shoe now. I got to sit down and take them off.
I got to tell you something. This is not going to be the end of Davis Clark in Megsplaining.
We are absolutely on it. Ready to rip on this beautiful Monday morning.
I need to do a deep dive on this person.
I can't imagine he's allowed back in Winchester after an incident like this. But anyway, that's Megsplaining. Each and every day at this time here on
Stone. And guess who commented? Oh, Dude Wipes is on it. We got your wipes, bro.
McAfee, gotta be.
No, Dude Wipes, the thing commented on it. Yeah, we got your wipes, bro. For all the blood and poop on your legs, we're here. Yeah,
failed that CFA level 3 exam.
We should have led with that. It was product placement. That's what this whole thing was about. Yeah. They probably paid him. Mm-hmm. Mondia Davis Clark, even though I sneaky like you now. That's Meg explaining each and every day at this time. We'll get to Bet Roulette.
Yeah, I know, is that a sell a wipe?
Picks for tonight next.